News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning, my friends. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning. And I'm here, of course, with Linda and Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
It's a Friday.
It is a Friday.
Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
You got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, but school's done for the week, so... I like
this. Going to be climbing this weekend at all? Or?
Maybe. I have a big book report, too.
Big book. Does that mean it's like a really thick book or a just a...
I had to write a 7-page paper on like a 500-page book.
So, wow.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah, big one. And then Linda.
Good morning. We had a great show last night. There were so many things that happened this week. It's been a fabulous week. You know, it's Super Bowl weekend. We're going to be talking about some things today. I've got a great superhero story for you. As a matter of fact, we have Superman in the house that we're going to be coming back after the break and introducing you to. Mostly sunny today with our temperatures around 58. Right now it's 39, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 37. If you're looking for a great Super Bowl weekend, tomorrow is sunny with 58. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny with 58, partly cloudy evenings. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, for our Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets continue to slide this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 190 points at 15,664. Well, the Nasdaq's down 35 at 4,088. And the S&P 500's down 15 at 1,778. Oil's down 76 cents a barrel at $97.47. And the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.6%. Gold's up $8.50 at $1,251. While silver's up 20 cents at $19.33 an ounce. One of the shining stars this morning on the Dow is Caterpillar. It's up a dime at $93.44. Visa's down $3.32 at $217.46, while Citigroup is down 67 cents at $47.64. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here. You know what? They're your neighbors. They do great work. They're keeping their fingers on the pulse of Wall Street. And you can look across the table at them when you get your best advice about what you do with your investments, should there be changes and all that. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. And we're having Ted Leidy on. We're going to be talking about a lot of things concerning water and Obamacare, the impact Obamacare has had. But at first, you know, after we take this break, we're going to start off with Superman. That's right. Superman is in the studio.
And story about another superhuman being that just did a deed that was beyond belief. A great Friday story to think about what the human spirit can do. We've got a lot of politics to cover, too. How do you feel about what's going on with the hotel in Turtle Bay?
That's right. And Mike DeQuisto, city council candidate, will be here with us
today. Excellent.
We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 7:13 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there, Joe and Shelley. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, absolutely fantastic coffee, different, any type you want by their baristas, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Yes, and Joe and Shelley support this community in like about 1,000 different ways down at Tobacco and Brew. So veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Spencer's,
if it's Friday, it must be.
Right. Spencer's with us, Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
And good morning. Get in there a little bit closer, buddy. I know, you know what? You're the man of all seasons. You're a great, you take care of your kids and you take care of the animals and you come here, and you've got a puppy in your, arms. But this morning, you also have an event that's happening this Saturday.
We do. Tomorrow from 9 to 4, we have our Junior Haven fundraiser. It's a great event. We have lots of items there, great items up for sale for dirt cheap. Come
dirt
by.
Cheap. I like that.
Come by and pick up some items that you've needed at a great price and come help out Junior Haven raise some funds.
All right. That, now, what are the hours again?
9 to 4 tomorrow.
So those early birds that like to go, you know, do your thing, get your cup of coffee and get over there to Haven Humane, it'll be in the parking lot.
Yes, it will.
All right. Great, great show. And that's, of course, tomorrow's weird because it's February 1st.
That's right, because today's the 31st.
Wow. Just
another
amazing
month, Savannah. These things just fly by.
It's been a good month. So what we're hoping and praying that this puppy that you have today, who's named Superman.
Yes, it's not
Superman,
just any puppy, but it's Superman.
Superman is in the studio.
Like almost 8 weeks old, just a brand new little puppy. What kind of mix is that?
This is a shepherd mix. Right now he's maybe 10 pounds at the most. He's going to be 50 to an 80-pound dog. great dog, though. He's at the perfect age right now to where if you start training right away, you should have no problems teaching him all the basic commands and just real eager puppy, ready to learn. And he's just super friendly with everybody that he's come across. I brought him today because right now we're in the height of puppy season. We have at least 20 puppies at the shelter right now.
Mm. Yeah, Mark was on the other day and saying they had a lot of puppies and some of the, with it being such a dry winter too.
Yes, they are coming a lot earlier than they normally do.
So let me see that puppy there. Yeah. Okay.
So he's got a little black nuzzle. Oh, he's got beautiful color. He's got a black nuzzle and he's brown, but he's got, I don't know if he'll lose it or not, but he's got black,
puppy.
I know, I love the puppy lick. There's, you know, that is, if they could bottle puppy lick, it's the best. But he's got, a little, what do you call it? The tip of his hairs are black.
They are. That's what we would call his, saddle is black.
Okay.
That's what you would call that. He's got a black saddle going down his back, a real light tan undercoat, and just about the cutest puppy that you've ever seen. Yeah, at least that I've ever seen.
We're passing him around the studio. Now Savannah's giving him a little cuddle.
Yeah.
He's still a little tired this morning. He's not quite sure about being up this early, but he's hanging in there and just a great little puppy all around. And you know, if Superman's not the dog that you're looking for, we do have 72 kennels full of other dogs that are looking for great homes. And like I stated before, we have a minimum of at least 20 puppies at the current moment.
Here's a chance because, to get a good puppy, getting there all fixed and all, or they will be fixed. You bring them back, I guess, at a certain time and you fix them. Right?
Yes. Okay. There's too little to be fixed at the moment. So if you came in today, you could take one of them home and we would give you a date to bring them back to have them fixed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know what? This is a good time to pick up a puppy. And like we said, and you can come on down and they've got all different kinds of puppies. So, you know, go on down. Where do they head to? Tell them the address again and phone number.
You'd swing by at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Superman.
Are you going to let Superman loose?
He is so cute.
He's sitting in your lap. Oh, look, he's looking around
the
room.
He's got his little nuzzle in your palm.
Okay, people, this is your chance. Go on out and get a puppy.
Spencer, thank you for coming on Fridays. And for what you do to serve our community and what you do for Haven Humane with trying to find these pets, get them adopted out. Give us a call again. The phone number.
At 241-1653. And thank you always for having us on.
Well, we have found homes for every one of them.
Every one of them so far.
And this has been going on a year.
Yes.
At least.
Kevin's still hanging around. The dog I brought with me last week, he's still at the shelter. But he'll find his right home. He just hasn't quite found it yet.
Which one was Kevin now?
He was a cattle dog mix.
That's right.
Well, black and white cattle dog mix.
Very bright. Very bright.
I remember this guy that was a cowboy that had a cattle dog, and he rode a lot, during the rodeo. You know, he's one of these guys that would move the horses back and forth, and that dog was his sidekick forever, and that dog would jump up and ride on the saddle with him on the horse. And that was a trip. So when that dog, you know, I think he had him for 17 years. It was really a thing. So, you know, pets can really do so much for you. They become your buddies, and there's a joyful part of having a pet ownership.
Yes,
so we encourage you to go to Haven Humane and go to the yard sale tomorrow. Yeah. It's from 9 to 4.
Yes,
in front of Haven Humane. Now, probably some good stuff there. People have been donating all year.
We have all kinds of items for that yard sale.
All right. Spencer, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. And let's talk water issues. Let's talk Obamacare. What happens what happened to a collision and body shop place in Pennsylvania when they were given their new health insurance paperwork the day before yesterday? See the impact it's had on people. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S., Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies, lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Redding Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Redding Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
Good morning and Friday. My goodness. It's the last day of the month. What are your plans? 7:21 in the morning, currently 39 degrees. We're, you know, this is really fun. We got a lot of stuff stacked up for today. But one of the things I wanted to come out with, we just had, you know, of course, Spencer on with the puppy from Haven Humane Superman. Superman. But I want to talk about the superhero story. And then, Carl, you can go on your, what do I call it? Tirade.
I like to think of it as passing news in a reflective manner to let our very smart listeners make up their own mind.
I like the reflective manner part. That works, yeah. Okay, so in the news today, so you think you're dedicated to your job? I mean, this is just like a spot check. How dedicated are you? Probably not compared to this guy. Okay, I'm not going to be able to do his last name because it's like a weird last name. Dr. Zenko Hrinkla, that's LW.
You should have just done what you said, not do his last name.
Was needed for an emergency brain surgery at Birmingham, Alabama's Trinity Medical Center on Tuesday morning, but he was 6 miles away at another hospital. So with the snowstorm raging and traffic at a standstill, getting there seemed unfeasible. He says, when I got out of the doctor's parking lot up the hill, unfortunately, there were accidents to the right and accidents to the left. Well, but the doctor is Trinity's only neurosurgeon, and the patient had a 90% chance of death. If he didn't have surgery, he'd be dead. It's not going to happen on my shift, says the doctor. So at 10:45 a.m. in 20-degree weather, he decided to walk. The doctor checked the patient's CT scan, which he received via text. So cell phones are good in this like life or death matter. As he walked, still wearing my slip-ons from the operating room and my scrubs, so I was not really geared up for my adventure. Along the way, he helped strangers push their cars away from the ditch and eventually got help from a passerby who gave him a lift part of the way. He was operating on the patient within 2 hours of starting his trek.
Well, you know what? That's, you can understand that. I mean, it's the only, you know, It was the only hope this guy had, and it's 6 miles. If it was the snowstorm still going on, and he just said, "Hey, I'm going to make it there." And on the way, he's just passing people, pushing cars.
That's pretty cool. That's that point in a human being. And I'm in my scrubs. It's 20 degrees out. There's snow. There's accidents everywhere. How am I going to get 6 miles away? This guy was determined. I'm walking. This guy's going to die if I don't do it. Do you just love that story? That's a hero.
He is. Yep.
So that's my hero of the day story.
Okay. Ted Leidy walked in and sitting down here. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Savannah.
Hey,
I got
three things I want to talk about real here, and y'all can jump in when you want to. Turtle Bay. Okay, everybody knows that Turtle Bay is Turtle Bay going to, is the city going to sell the land? Well, they're going to sell the land. The question is now is how much? Turtle Bay said, hey, look, we want to take a cut. We want to change the lease, agreements there to rescind changes to the master lease for the hotel and restaurant. Now, I'm sure there's reasons for that. However, this means that everything needs to be re-looked at. But the big thing is that the unions say, Andrew Meredith, we're going to try and get Andrew in here, is that this is no longer a local issue for wages. This prevailing wage issue has gone statewide. It's up at the big guys, so this is not going to be something that's just going to be settled right here, according to Meredith. Next week we're going to have, or maybe it's the 10th, let me see, it could be the 10th, we're going to have Turtle Bay reps in here to talk to us about Randall Hempling and maybe even Mike Warren to come in and talk about what's going on with Turtle Bay in this. We've heard from the city. It's time to go back and hear from our friends at Turtle Bay. But it's whatever it is, it's going to be contentious. And and as you heard Patrick Jones say the other day when he was here, is that he says the unions aren't going to turn this one loose. So, and is the city going to be caught up in it? And those are things that we need to talk about. Immigration, the Republicans are coming out with their immigration plan. Here's my thoughts on this. You can't do anything with illegal immigrants in this country until you close the border. I don't want to hear any more crap about, heightening border security. We have border security right now. How's that working for us? People come across in pickup trucks. People come across by dozens at a time.
It's not going to happen.
We don't know who's coming across the border. So when you say, we have to strengthen border security, we have border security. What you need is a concerted effort to close the border. And once you do that, my Republican friends, once you come out and say we are closing the border, we're going to increase the number of agents, we're going to use technology, we're going to put the National Guard on the border 3 miles back with sensor trails all the way up to the border, and we're going to shut this border down, then talk about a tract amnesty or whatever you want to call it, getting people that have been here for 30 years, born here, or they're brought here when they're 2 years old, whatever those things are. Let's start talking about that. It's not a free ride, but the first thing you do is you close the border. I was talking to a good friend the other day. He says, of course, border security. I said, no, we got border security already. You're not going to see a Russian tank coming across the border. You don't have to, because there's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people just wandering across. Yes, we're catching a lot. They figure what, 15-20%? And you catch 100,000? That means millions have come across. So, let's talk about that first. You want to get people to follow you on this and not just give away the store again, like as much as Reagan did. When he said, okay, everybody here is okay. They didn't shut the border. Now look where we are. All right. I'm going to watch it and see what this looks like.
It's not going to happen. There are too many pockets being lined, and I think that's the truth. There's too many pockets being lined, too many people looking the other way. If America really became, and the people who were in charge of protecting the border, really in charge of protecting the border, we're very serious about it. And there was, death if you cross the border.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, I'm just saying, if that's what it was, like it would be in China or in Russia.
If you had the same rules that the Mexicans have, you wouldn't have this problem.
So it's easy. It's easy to cross the border. So why is it even a conversation?
Well, it is because we have a bunch of people that have are spineless. And, you know, for some reason, it's like, oh my gosh, it's illegal. It's somehow it's become illegal or passe or not good to close our borders from people that are coming across illegally. And by the way, this just aren't workers in the field. How many terrorists are walking across that border, my friends? How many terrorists have come across that border? I mean, they have found evidence of that, of not just simple Hispanic farmers coming across. They have found other evidence of terrorists coming across. If you can't stop somebody coming up to the border and walking across and making it into El Paso, how are you going to stop a Chechen who's blonde-haired and blue-eyed that happens to walk across the border? Oh, see? And that's the whole thing. And that's, you know what? And here's the sad thing. We could do it. We could close the border. We have the assets to do it, the technical aspects to do it. We have the drones. We have the cameras. We have the sensor fields. We could do it if we wanted to. Obviously, we don't. We'll be right back.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep. Every Sunday, you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
This week, it's Jim Lacey, author of Taxifornia, Liberals' Laboratory to Bankrupt America. Jim takes on our high-tax, anti-business attitude on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, the 31st of January, and it is 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, you can do, Jeff at Crackmaster can do guarantees other shops can't. Is that he guarantees his work, and if it needs anything else, he'll come back and fix it, or you can bring him back and fix it. You can fix those little bitty chips, little stars in your windshield, up to cracks over 24 inches in length. He's located at 3208 Marcus Street, Reading. He is outstanding. He has fixed my windshield. And then he's come back, and little other things that have happened, like little, you know, stars in it, he's done those too. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call, 241-8373. Ted Lighty's here with me today, and we're surrounded by, you know what? It's really good to have young people here that have got a mission in life that's out to help their community.
Absolutely, Carl. Seeing, how last night I read that there was a Silver Mustang carjacked at Target, with three young people about their age. Police chased them clear down to Cotton when they rolled it, on Gas Point Road. Then you got these three this morning that are trying to make a real difference in their community. I am happy to have the Anderson New Tech Gun Safety Initiative here this morning.
Okay, now what exactly? Okay, let's introduce our guest here.
All right. Well, the Anderson New Tech Gun Safety Initiative actually consists of three Anderson New Tech high school seniors: Brandon Long, Cody Rodriguez, and Tatum Jenkins. Cody's on his way here this morning, but we have Brandon and Tatum with us at this time.
Okay, Brandon. Good morning.
Morning.
And Tatum. Good morning to you.
Morning to you too.
You just, okay, don't talk to me. Talk to, talk in that direction and get close here, okay? You got a nice voice.
About this close right here. See me?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Of course, Ted Lighty, is the president of NorCal Firearms Instruction and, got involved with this because, these young people decided they wanted to do something with their community. And they wanted to do something with gun safety. I mean, guns are, you know, huge. I mean, they're having gun forms. They've got all types of things going here. So, Brandon, why this one? How did y'all select this?
Well, we've all heard those tragic stories on the news about, you know, a 2-year-old finding a firearm and accidentally shooting himself and just tearing a family apart. Well, we're trying to think of a problem in our community, and we discovered that Shasta County has the most firearms in California, and 42.5% of households with children in Shasta County have firearms. And a lot of people aren't storing them correctly, and we've had several local stories where children have shot themselves.
Okay, yeah, and there have been tragedies like that.
Definitely.
Okay, so, all right, so we had the statistics of accidents like this and children shoot themselves. 42% of the households have guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that led you to, Tatum, what did that lead you to?
Well, it led us to basically trying to find more relevant stories and things that are really local, because that's where it's all at, because, we have, like as Brandon said, 42.5% of households in Shasta County do have firearms within their home and everything, and we also found, we actually interviewed a man named, Jake Stepp, and his son, Grady Stepp. I knew the name. I just momentarily forgot. We interviewed him.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Except my moments sometimes last for 3-4 days.
So. Well, we interviewed Jake Stepp. His son, Grady Stepp, was actually involved in an accidental firearm shooting. That was because Grady Stepp had found a gun lying underneath his great-grandfather's pillow, which he then propped up against his knees and shot himself with it. So that actually happened in Shingletown, I believe.
Out on Durst Road. You remember the case.
I remember that. So what you all decided to do was, let's make this place safer.
And it wasn't easy for them, because the problem that they had to identify in the community was a little bit controversial. So when they first took it to the administration at the high school, what did they tell you?
Well, they shot us down, first of all. They didn't really like the idea of it, just because they weren't listening to the actual problem within the community. They're hearing just guns. That's all they were thinking of.
Okay, absolutely. So Anderson New Technology High School, we're not here to point fingers or get you two in trouble, but when you all brought it up, first of all, was to have gun safety, the schools kind of jumped back. Is that correct?
Definitely.
And so they wanted to, you know, gosh, guns. I mean, frankly, if you take your Pop-Tart to school and you chew it into the shape of a gun, you can be expelled, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was if you're.
Well, I can tell you that after having worked with them for the last 2 months, the administration now embraces their project.
Yeah, they're really proud of us now.
Very proud of them.
Well, you know, a lot of it's communication. And, first of all, they just hear guns. And they can just see, oh, guys, they're going to be bringing in, 50 cows mounted on their hoods of their cars. But because some people think that that's what gun owners do. So now, so after you talk to them, though, they're saying, you know what, this is a great idea because this is promoting safety in gun ownership.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was your great idea?
Well, we've thought since when you buy a purchase a firearm in California, by law, it has to come with a cable lock. With people that have safes at their homes, they don't need the cable lock, so they throw them away.
Right. The cable locks they give you are even different types of locks for different types of guns.
Trigger locks, yeah.
Yeah, all types of trigger locks and these things. You have to have one. If you do not have a safe at home to be able to put your gun in, you have to purchase one of these or they will just provide it. A lot of times when you buy the gun, they provide it.
Right. It's extra in the box many times.
It is, yeah.
And so anyways, these people that have the safes, they're just throwing them away, these perfectly good locks. So we thought, why not collect them and distribute them back to the community that people that need them? Because
okay.
There's a lot of people out there.
So what you're doing, Tatum, if I understand this right, is that you're going to be collecting up these gun locks. And at some point here in the future, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from our break, that you're going to set up a place where people, where you can actually get these gun locks into the hands of people who don't have them. And this will enhance the safety in their house.
Yes, that's the plan.
So the kids can't get to it. I mean, you know, I mean, God forbid, you think if somebody gets a gun, that they will take care of it and protect the child. But sometimes people need to be reminded.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with, let me get your names here, Brandon Long and Tatum Jenkins, and we'll be right back.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 744 in the morning, 39 degrees, 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, Nissan dealership. Right there at 555 Cypress Avenue, I tell you what, you're not going to find a better deal on a car, truck, SUV, new or previously owned, than at Redding Crown Motors. And their service department is outstanding. What can I say? 555 Cypress Avenue, 223-2177. Keep your money in town, my friends. Keep your money in town. Also, the Friends of the Shasta County Libraries are going to have a book sale tomorrow on gently used books at the library from 10 to 1 p.m. Prices start at 25 cents. That's tomorrow, February 1st. Also, out at the Haven Humane, as you just heard, they're having a big yard sale out at Haven Humane to help raise money for the, all the little critters out there. Okay, my guests today are, besides my buddy Ted Leidy, who's the CEO and chief instructor at the NorCal Firearms Institute.
You forgot Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah. And generally just does it all. really, I had to have him because I wanted Brandon Long and Tatum Jenkins here with me because they are trying to change something for the good in our county. And what they're doing is they want to provide gun locks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, how are you going to get these gun locks? I mean, you know, they're not inexpensive. So how do you plan on getting gun locks?
Like mentioned earlier, we do plan on collecting unwanted, unneeded gun locks throughout the community with collection points.
And where are those collection points?
One will be at Sportsman's Warehouse, hopefully by tomorrow, if everything goes right. We're going to have the other two, the locations aren't certain yet. But we're thinking local gun shops somewhere.
That's probably a good idea. I think you could probably get them into all the gun shops, in fact.
Definitely.
Because, you know, when they sell them, you know, they always ask me, do you need, most of them know me, say, do you need a gun lock? And so a lot of times, like Ted said, the gun locks come in the case with the gun. This would be a good opportunity. And everybody out there, if you've got gun locks, and I know Jimmy has just said, I have a couple of those looking, you know, kicking around. Head on down to Sportsman's Warehouse, and we'll keep you appraised of where they're at, or just, you know, drop them off down here at the station, and we'll make sure they get them. But, I've given you two or three of them, I've got another, others.
Yeah, I'm collecting them already. People have already been giving them to me. Now, the second phase of the project is the distribution and education.
So tell us about that.
Well, we have a booth at the Reading Rodeo coming up, and we plan on taking those gun locks once we ended up collecting them all and actually redistributing them back out into the community, like we said, with little flyers attached to them that kind of inform people on how to use them and the whole kind of inform them of like, what we're doing with the project and everything as well.
Okay, then that's going to be at the Reading Rodeo, which is going to be in May. So you've got a few months to pick these up. So we'd like to get 200-300 of them, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. As many as we can.
Many as you can. That's right. There's no minimum on this or no maximum. So you're going to have a booth out there at the Reading Rodeo. Great idea. You got thousands of people. And by the way, the Reading Rodeo this year, we were just talking to the president of it, is going to be outstanding. As usual, they're going to have that tournament. And they're going to have the tournament champions again, the champions challenge again on that last night. We're the very best. The all pros of rodeo are going to be here in Redding, California on that Saturday night.
Well, and a shout out to the Asphalt Cowboys and Gordon Bach. I called him as soon as I became involved with the project, and he said right away, "Look, we'll provide the space, and we will let you run this project on the rodeo grounds during the rodeo." And so we're really proud.
Gordon Bach, by the way,
absolutely.
By the way, it was a happy birthday to the Bach family out there a couple of days ago. And Gordon and Debbie are like this. Very helpful. But Gordon and the Asphalt Cowboys, I would think nothing other than the Asphalt Cowboys want to support you all in this. Okay, so it's a great idea. And you're in your high school now. Anderson New Tech is really backing you and supporting you on this. What did the other kids say? Is any of the kids say anything?
Not nearly as much. I mean, they're kind of more consumed with their own project at the time being, but like I said, the teachers are starting to come around. They were kind of hard to win over at first, but they're really starting to understand what we're doing with this project. Like I said, they also kind of thought they were just hearing the word gun, and they're going from there and making their own kind of ideas of what we were doing. But it's nice to have their support. The students aren't really too concerned about it, unfortunately.
Well, and it puts these three into a funny position, because as soon as the administration heard the word guns, they kind of pushed back a little, and then all of a sudden, the gun owners of Shasta County hear the word responsibility, and then they start talking about laws in their presentation, and they start pushing back a little, you know, because they don't want anybody telling them how to store their guns. So they're in a position where nobody really likes them right off the bat until they get to know them and they realize, hey, these are just three high school seniors trying to do a good job for the community.
And you're absolutely right. Nobody wants to tell you that you've got to keep your guns locked. Because,
that's right.
You know, sitting there by your bed, it's got to be locked, it's got to be in a safe, and it also, by the way, you've got to encase it in concrete. That's not what we're saying here. What you're doing is you're providing a service. You got some people with guns out there without locks on them, you know, because they may have had the guns for 10, 12, 15, 20 years. Who knows? But here's a good chance to put a lock in the gun, keep it safe. Ones you don't use, hunting rifles or other types of weapons you don't use every day. So you can just lock them up, and you three are going to provide that. I am very proud of what you're doing.
Just that few seconds locking up your firearm could make the difference between maybe your grandson or your son, you know, accidentally shooting himself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had a police family had a horrible tragedy here. When the child climbs up into the closet and all that. I know when my grandkids come, even though that they live with their daddy's a U.S. Marshal, and they know about guns because he has to carry one all the time. He comes home. They know about guns. But when they come, everything gets locked up.
Yeah, and it's very important to realize that they're not saying that Shasta County gunners do not lock their guns up.
No.
Because, as a gun instructor, I lock my guns up and all of my students do. But you never know, at the rodeo, you might meet a family that got some firearms handed down to them and, not really sure how to secure them, and they've got children in the home. They run across the booth. They talk to a Cody, Brandon, and Tatum, and they give them a quick class on how to lock up their firearms, and they send them off with three or four gun locks to go lock those firearms.
Sure.
Like Brandon said, that could make a huge difference.
Well, you know what? We're really proud of you, Tatum and Brandon, and the other young man is
Cody Rodriguez.
Cody Rodriguez. You know what? This is something you're doing for your community. How'd you come up with this idea, by the way, before we take a break?
Well, like mentioned earlier, we see those stories on the news. And then you see other people, your friends or whatever, they have the firearm, maybe like a shotgun, just propped up against the wall in the garage. And you just think of all those possibilities of things can go wrong.
So the three of you put this together. That's great. Okay, so we're going to keep people appraised of where you can hand these in at. And we need updates from you every month until May. Okay, all come in, or both of you or three of you can come in and talk to us about how it's going, how many you've collected, you know, where else we can do. But if there's anything we can do here at KCNR, please let us know.
Thank you.
And if anybody's got any gun locks that you've got laying around until they can get the official places up, but we're talking Sportsman's Warehouse, you can just stop by here and drop them off, and we'll make sure they get them. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that, Brandon and Tatum.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bah. 39 degrees out there, and it is 7:56 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're here today with three Anderson teenagers, and Brandon Long, Tatum Jenkins, and Cody Rodriguez. And Cody just walked in. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
Tough getting up in the morning, huh? Yeah, well, hey, get up every morning and do this and be chipper. Hey, they're here. They're gathering locks, gun locks, to be able to give away, and we'll talk a bit more about that, but we have somebody that's calling in that wants to talk to the teenagers. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl, and, good morning to, Cody, Tina, and who's the other one?
Tatum and Brandon.
I wanted to just congratulate you for taking such a, leadership role and being proactive, being involved in our community, for this safety project. It's really important, as you know, to keep people safe but be responsible gun owners. So congratulations.
Thank you.
But, you know, Sheriff, you were at that gun forum, of course, last Saturday, and one of the things that were pointed out is that it was gun safety. Everybody, there may have been some disagreements in the forum, but everybody agreed on how guns should be handled safely, and you know, guns should not be left adrift, and it could because they can cause problems.
You're absolutely right, Carl. Safety is a key. We certainly don't want to, as first responders, we don't want to have to respond to the tragedies of maybe the gun getting into young hands, of someone being curious, of children being curious, or in certain circumstances, maybe someone that may have suicidal ideations. And just to make it a little bit more secure to help out. Of course, we want our citizens to be protected, but being responsible is a key to being safe.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, thanks a lot. You know, I'm really proud of the fact that we've got 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds that are trying to make a difference on the good side, especially after what we've been hearing lately in the news.
That's exactly right. You take care, and everybody have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Be careful. All right. I'm here again with Cody Rodriguez and Brandon Long and Tatum Jenkins. And they're all from Anderson New Tech. And I think we covered everything, Cody. But the big thing, though, is you need to keep us aware of where you're going to be putting the gun collection spots.
Well, there's going to be one for sure at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Okay.
We're trying to set up two more locations for the other two. And then we are working on getting more barrels that we can put in more locations.
We'll be glad to collect here, but I think if you keep them, if you can get them to the, you know, to the gun shops here in town, which I'm sure they would be more than happy to do that, as people come in, because a lot of people already have safes in this, and so you've got the extra gun locks. When they come now, it's almost, you know, I think, you know, you open up the case where your gun is, there's a gun lock. So it'd be a great, you know, just to drop it off right there. So we're going to help here. We have people already going to be, dropping some off this weekend.
Awesome.
For you. So, okay. Any last thoughts, Tatum?
Well, I think it's pretty much covered everything, but yeah.
You, I know it's a little bit. Here, let me ask you a question here in front of a million people. So I'm really proud of y'all, Cody and Brandon and Tatum. I want you to come on a month from now and give us an update of what's happening, and we'll remind everybody what's going on there. And then as we get closer to a rodeo and what we can do to help you there. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebot.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Yahoo says that usernames and passwords of its email customers have been stolen and used to access accounts.
What it looks like occurred is that a potentially large number of usernames and passwords from Yahoo users was compromised, and the bad guys are actually using that to just log into Yahoo.
That's security analyst Rich Mogul, who says that the hackers can be expected to pose as real Yahoo email users to possibly scam those users' contacts.
They are harvesting your recently sent items to send emails to your contacts, people that you've emailed recently. And that makes it more likely that they're going to fall for whatever trick that the bad guys are trying to do.
Also at SRNews.com, California consumer protection officials are threatening to close a group of computer coding boot camps to train people to work in the technology industry.
The Bureau for Private Post-Secondary Education says the camps failed to get licensed as private schools before they began accepting students. In citation letters issued to at least a half dozen computer programming academies in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Bureau ordered the schools to immediately stop enrolling students. It also called on the schools to issue refunds to those currently enrolled until they receive approval to operate.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The agency says schools could also face fines of about $50,000. President Obama says he's invited top CEOs to the White House today to pledge efforts to help those who've been out of work for a long time.
I ask every business leader in America to join us and do the same, because we are stronger when America fields a full team.
And the White House says that CEOs from companies like Apple, Walmart, Visa, and Boeing will all take part. Americans' income showed no gain in December. That didn't stop people from spending, though. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was up by 0.4% compared to the month before. On Wall Street, the Dow is off about 160 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
A Canadian woman was strangled after her scarf and then her hair got caught in the mechanism of a Montreal subway escalator. Brent McMillan is with the International Union of Elevator Constructors and spoke to Canada's CTV.
Loose clothing is one of the worst items for accidents on escalators. So, I mean, we got to be more aware of the environment, and I think people should be taking them much more serious than they do.
The song, whose Oscar nomination was withdrawn this week, will be performed, but at a different gathering, February 7th, at the Movie Guide Faith and Values Awards Gala. Artist Johnny Erickson Tata.
I don't think it really detracts from either the song's beauty or its message, and I was so humbled and honored to have been asked to sing it for the film.
Johnny Erickson Tata, a Christian disability activist and quadriplegic, recorded the song with her husband pushing on her diaphragm to help her hit the high notes. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jokhar Tsarnaev.
The final decision was made by Attorney General Eric Holder. The twin explosions in April killed three people and wounded more than 260 others in one of the most prominent terrorist attacks in the U.S. since 9/11. 17 of the 30 charges against the 20-year-old Tsarnaev, including using a weapon of mass destruction to kill, carry the possibility of a death sentence upon conviction.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason, who says that Tsarnaev has pleaded not guilty. No trial date has been set so far. Americans' income showed no gain in December. That didn't stop people from spending. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose by 0.4% last month, following an even stronger gain in November. Wages and salaries basically flat last month, reflecting a sharp slowing in employment growth. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is January the 31st. God, you know, the month is gone. 8:06 in the morning. I think it's going to be a beautiful day. Linda's going to hit the weather here in a minute, but let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets remain lower in this second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow is down 146 points at 15,701, while the Nasdaq's down 25 at 4,097, and the S&P 500's down 11 at 1,782. Oil's down 47 cents a barrel at $97.76, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.6%. Gold's up $2.50 this morning at $1,245, while silver is up a nickel at $19.18 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 22 cents at $74.53, ExxonMobil's down $1.35 at $92.65, and Merck is down 60 cents at $52.93. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. I can't say enough about them. They're people from here in town that you can look across the desk at when you're asking questions about what you should do with your investments, what's happening with the stock market. Obviously, they're keeping their fingers on the pulse there. Head on down to our Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561.
That was really cool with those kids, you know, and their teacher dropped them off, it was wonderful. We're going to have more. I guess he said that there were 16
other groups of young people that are doing
and
that.
And we said we really want to hear from them on a regular basis, these other groups of kids as well. I just think it's wonderful to see this interactiveness. And there's nothing better than doing community projects where you feel like you may be saving a life. It's empowering and it's wonderful. It's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, this is KCNR, the last day of January. Good morning, 8:07. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 58, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 37. If you're looking for a fabulous Super Bowl weekend, well, you've got it. It's going to be sunny tomorrow with temperatures around 58, Sunday around 58 as well, partly cloudy evenings. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Started it in the spring of 1997, where our customers are warm friends. I'm so excited about the guest we have on in the next hour.
That's right. And Michael DeQuisto, who is going to be running for city council. And but first, before we get to Mike, I'd like to remind everybody it's today at the Mount Shasta Mall Food Court between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. is going to be a pre-registration event for the 2014 Summer Show Camp. This is going to be the Animation Nation, which was, they were doing something very similar to this last year, and they sold it out immediately and had to throw another class out there. But I can't say enough, except it takes the kids and introduces them to computers and how you can work with it. Camp dates are June 16th through July 26th, and show dates are July 24th through 26th. So give a call to 949-1121, Don Hess, 949-1121. And again, this is the only day they're going to do it, and it's going to be tonight for the Mount Shasta Mall Food Court between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Mike DeQuisto.
And we're ready to run.
Yeah, who is running for city council. We're going to find out why. We'll be right back.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Reading Spray Service proudly presents Insect Theater. We now bring the critically acclaimed film, The Good, The Bad, and The Cockroach.
Ugly cockroach, and you, dirty hairy spider, it's showdown time.
Hey, look, it must be the man with no name.
No name? Why don't you call me Reading Spray Service?
It's the Bug Man, the one that finished off our entire posse.
Being that the trucks at Reading Spray Service are fully loaded to blow any pest clean away, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bug?
His home belongs to us now. You'll never take us alive.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Viva la resistance! Say when, Bugman.
Draw.
Oh, we're not gonna make it, ugly cockroach. It's been nice infesting with you.
Another home saved. Time to saddle up.
That concludes our broadcast of Insect Theater. But remember, call Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. Let us make your day and blow your bugs away.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Go see their in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. North State Nutrition Experts on Locust Street. Give them a call if you're looking for a certain vitamin or some kind of, you know, stuff that's good for your body. 244-9141. I'm so excited. When you know that you have someone in your room where everybody says nice things behind your back. Michael DeQuisto.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Mike.
Is it DeQuisto?
I say DeQuisto.
DeQuisto. And that's Italian, isn't it?
Are you sure?
That's how I say it.
Is it Portuguese? What is it?
It's a good Italian name.
DeQuisto. Okay, so love that. We love our Italians, you know.
Although I've heard it every way you can imagine, so just do the best you can. It's fine.
So you're running for city council.
I am.
So tell us a little bit about yourself so we can, like, do this backstory of who Michael DeQuisto is.
I'm 60 years old. I've lived in Reading with my family for 20 years. We moved here in 1994. My father was an Army doctor. We lived all around the country. I came out to go to college in Stanford and graduated in 1975. I got a degree in economics. I went to law school at USC, graduated in 1978, passed the bar exam that year, practiced law, worked for myself in Southern California from 78 through 94. We did not want to raise our children in Southern California, so I took 2 years, and we looked all around the whole state. I could have moved anywhere I wanted and set up a law practice, and we chose Reading. And that actually leads into one of the reasons that I'm running for city council, which is we chose Reading because it has nice outdoor amenities. But the biggest reason we chose it was the people who live here and the way they treated us and the way they acted. They're honest. They're kind. They're responsible. But the attribute that stood out the most to me was that they are proud of their community. And we came here. We enjoyed it very much. And I want to keep that opportunity open for future generations, people that live here and come and have the children come back, or people that want to move here. I think that's very important. I want Reading to be the place to go in California.
Well, we'd love to hear that, Michael, because, you know, obviously we talk about you do have, where you've gone to school or pedigrees. You've got wonderful
Make
Stanford.
You sound like a dog with a pedigree.
Well, I mean, you have, you know, what else is that called?
Just your background.
Your background is wonderful, and you're right. You could practice anywhere with a Stanford degree and your law. What kind of law do you practice?
I do civil litigation, and I'm also a bankruptcy trustee, which is its own separate world.
Wow.
But that also, the bankruptcy trustee, I deal with people and financial problems, and I've done it since 1997. So I know what causes problems. I know how to fix problems. I know how to see them coming. And I have some background that coupled with economics that other candidates don't have.
That's a wonderful attribute to bring.
And the city, you know, all cities and states and federal governments, everybody has financial issues they need to deal with, and they're on a spectrum, but some are close to problem area like Detroit, and others are not nearly that close. The city of Reading is in okay shape, but they're huge issues that need to be taken care of, and I think my perspective will help try to deal with those in an intelligent manner in the future.
We are getting a whole lot of questions already coming in, but we're going to set the stage first. What do you see? You're talking about the financial problems that Reading has and what you could bring to this. What do you think is the largest problem facing us right now in the city of Reading?
Well, I'll get to that in just 1 second. The other issue, I think, is one of the reasons I'm running is that I have a vision for the city, and I think that's important in any leader to want to go do that and try and see what the city is going to be in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years. And those are long-range problems that you need, not problems, but questions of where do you want to be. As far as problems that the city has, we all have our own view, but in my view, the big issues the city has, one is AB 109 and the issues that come from that, which is inflicted on us by the state.
Public safety.
Public safety is one. Infrastructure. And infrastructure and how are we going to pay for it? You know, we want to turn our water on. We don't want it to be brown. We want it to come out. We want it to run. And well, that has to be provided to you in some fashion. When you flush the toilet, you want the water to go out and leave and go and be treated and all that. And the city provides those. And there are lots of long-term maintenance issues that need to be funded and taken care of there. So financial issues between that and the pension and the health benefits and retirements that have been promised. That's a huge financial issue for the city. The AB 109 and the fallout from that and the not all homeless, I don't like to use just that generic word, but the transients, the criminals, and the homeless, if you divide them up, those issues have to be taken care of. The city has, it's not necessarily a city problem, but we need more education. We need a way to train younger people to have a workforce here and a labor force that will encourage businesses to come or will encourage startups to come. So those are some of the long-term issues. I'm not sure when the leases end on the riverfront, but there are leases. I believe the Kutcher's family owns the property and it's leased to McConnell, and someday that property will want to be developed. And I think that's an important long-term issue that everybody in the community needs to take a look at. I mean, look at the issues we're having now just with Turtle Bay and the hotel and what they want to do in that one little area. There's a huge area that's owned by Kutcher's that we could do lots for the city. But that's going to need some smart, intelligent decisions to be made in that area too.
We have one restaurant on the river between here and Red Bluff, and it's, I think it's the, what was that, View? up there?
View 202 used to be a hatch cover. And
yeah, it used to be. And there was something else in between there that didn't last long. But we've got that one, and that's the only one between there and Red Bluff. One. And part of the view is the trailer park across the river.
Well, I think the Kuchar's property is more on the other side of the river, if I'm not mistaken.
The bottom line is I understand, and I've had all types of people tell me there's a huge let me clean this one up. There's a huge argument that between the Connell Foundation and the Kuchar's people. So that's one of the things that's been holding it up.
Well, I would say they're landlord-tenant issues.
Yes.
And leave it at that.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's amusing when they're rolling around in the dirt, sticking their thumbs in each other's eye, frankly. Anyway, okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, okay, those are long-term plans, and those are things that are happening. I've got, like I said, a lot of questions here, but on where you stand on certain issues. What's a short term? What can we do in a short term? And the other thing too is about business. It's to get more money, to gain more money means that we have to raise revenues somehow. What's your plan on raising revenues in the short term? We'll be right back. Michael DeQuisto is our guest who is running for Reading City Council. We'll be right back.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, they are the North State's largest purveyor of natural foods and supplements. They have extremely large amounts of bulk foods for you. And, of course, organic, raw, non-GMO, all of this stuff. They are the North State's nutrition experts, and they're the home of one of the homes for Amazing Foods for Life, the gluten-free mixes that are sweeping through California, I'm sorry, and the United States here, because they are gluten-free. You can make a healthy breakfast or lunch or dinner using their recipes and their mixes. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on 221 Locust Street, give them a call, 244-9141. I'm sorry that I didn't do that one much better, but I will go back to that. Our guest is Mike DeQuisto. You know, sometimes I just fall over my tongue here. I'm trying to read what's happening because the chat room's exploding here.
Yay!
I'm trying to put something there, and we're trying to talk to Michael DeQuisto, who is running for city council, which frankly is one of the most important jobs around here because city council has a huge impact on my life. The Shasta Board of Supervisors has a big impact on my life. The Assembly has an impact on my life. And frankly, the guys back in D.C., what are we going to do? But the City Council, my friends, they're the ones that can change laws that affect you.
At the break, one of the things that we want to come right out and is to get you to talk about, because this is something that's near and dear to your heart, startups.
Let's talk about that. To increase the income that comes into the city, we need to get money. And the way the city gets money is from sales tax, property tax, and transient occupancy tax. And sales tax is the largest generator of that. And the way you get that is you increase business. We've tried for years to get businesses out to Stillwater, big manufacturing. It's tough with California. But the answer to our city is tech startups, young tech startups. And we started, tech startups need several things. They need a location. They need capital to start, and they need mentoring. And this town has set up avenues and availability for all three. There's an angel investor group that started about a year ago to provide capital, and I'm one of the founding members of that. And we have had 10 or 12 or 15 startup companies come and present ideas to us, ranging from brick-and-mortar build-something ideas to ideas off technology and the Internet that some of the older people there scratch their head and say, we don't know what it is. And let me give you a concrete example of something the city could do. The police station will be empty in a year or a year and a half. That would be a perfect location for a startup, a synergistic area where these companies get together and they can sit and talk. Maybe the city can do it. Maybe the city can sell the building to somebody else and do it. But that's a perfect concrete example to do it. Let me give you one other example that started 10 or 15 years ago, and that's the nursing school at Shasta College. There is a three-year waiting list to get into that school. Those people who graduate get jobs instantly. With the changes from Obamacare and the health care that's coming along, we're going to need more and more nurses. That's an area the community can get together and expand, and it will help everybody all the way around.
Yes,
that's what we need
Simpson
to do.
Simpson just opened up theirs, and they're already filled up. They've already got the, you know, and they haven't even opened it up yet, and they're filled. So you're absolutely right. My daughter just graduated from nursing school and's got a job. Walked out the
in
door
Albuquerque.
With a job. And let me tell you, my friends, she can live on this wage that she's getting.
Nurses make good money. Congratulations.
So I think that's a great idea. I have ideas also about startups, but let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. Do you have a question for, Mike DeQuisto?
Yes, sir, I do. Mr. DeQuisto,
good morning.
In the previous, city council election, you appeared to endorse, Mr. Dickerson's re-election campaign, as indicated by the appearance of his yard signs on the premises of your office, and I was wondering what went into the decision process to make that endorsement. What qualities did you like, and what about Mr. Dickerson, and what did you not like about the other two candidates? And asking about the whys and wherefores behind the apparent endorsement, and I don't want this taken the wrong way, but I was wondering what went into the decision-making process.
Mr. Dickerson is in Rotary with me, and he asked me if I would put a sign up in my office yard, which is in the corner of Court and South Street that gets a lot of traffic, and I said I'd be happy to. Mr. Cadd did not ask me, so I don't know what I would have done or didn't do. That's speculation, if he had asked me or not. That's the extent of the endorsement. That's why I did it.
Okay.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot for the phone call. Okay, we have other things coming in here. You know, the idea about, for me, the economy, you know, it's the economy, stupid. That's the whole thing. It's jobs. And so you're talking about startups here. Would you be willing to support an idea that has going out and looking for these startup places and with all these empty storefronts we have and giving people breaks on electricity and taxes and all these things to help them get started? I mean, younger people, like right out of college.
Well, let me just start with, first of all, I don't have a monopoly on all the good ideas. I do want people to try to send me their ideas. And I do have a website, which is votedequisto.com. It's just getting started, but you can contact me there. And I invite you to go there and contact me and send me your ideas. Now, to get back to your question, in general terms, I think the city can do more by providing incentives to encourage business development in many different ways, and I'll be generating some more specific ideas on that, but I'm very much in favor of that as a way the city can participate and encourage it.
The heavy equipment program, and I'm getting this stuff from the chat room, heavy equipment program is struggling financially at Shasta College. Not everybody can be a nurse, and this the heavy equipment operators can get jobs too that are very, very well paying. Could you support something like that too? It's not just the nursing schools. It would be anything across the line there, right?
The answer to that would be yes. I use the nursing school as a concrete example of a vision that started years ago and has come to fruition. But like I said, there's all kinds of visions, and I'm not convinced that a four-year college degree with the cost that you get today and coming out is the best financial investment in the world. So yes, I would support looking at that kind of idea or getting involved in it and seeing how the city could help.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Michael DeQuisto, who's running for city council, is our guest, and the chat room is just loaded here with questions, and we'll be getting to those as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, KIXC-TV, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. All right. Our guest is Michael DeQuisto, and is who is running for city council. Okay, let's get into some of the questions. I mean, they just keep flowing through here. State of Jefferson.
The state of, as I understand the law, the state of Jefferson, to accomplish that goal, requires approval of the majority of the state legislators in California. That would be the Senate and the Assembly. And it requires approval of a majority of the Congress, which would be the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That, I believe, is where you, and that's what the Constitution says. If you can't do that, you need to amend the Constitution. So if the people are interested in getting a state of Jefferson, that's where their efforts need to be focused. I have no problem with them doing it. I don't see how having the city endorse it just by having five council members or three council members advances your goal other than giving you publicity. If you look at it this way and you had an election and every citizen north of Sacramento voted in favor of it, hypothetically, they all voted in favor of it, that still doesn't get you one vote in the Assembly or one vote in the state Senate to move it forward, and it doesn't get you anything in the House I think you need to follow the rules to get it. If they want to follow the rules and move their efforts towards it, I'm more than happy to support it. But the way they're doing it right now, I don't see that it's advancing anything. I believe Stan Statham was in the state assembly for many years, and he tried to advance that proposition, and I don't know that he got any support for it at all, and he was one of the members.
Well, I think when you've got counties, board of supervisors are voting to support the state of Jefferson, and because the whole thing is representation. And you brought up a real good point, that everybody north of Sacramento could vote the same way. We have one assemblyman and one senator, and then they would follow that. It means nothing, because what the state of Jefferson is fighting for is fair representation in Sacramento.
That's a different question, and I believe in the fair representation. If they really want to do that, maybe they should try to get more districts up here and stay in California. Instead of having one district, maybe they should try to get 8 districts or 6 districts or 10 districts and try to get the state to do it that way. Maybe that's an easier bridge to cross. I admire the people for doing it, and if you could wave a magic wand and get away from the state regulations, I think it'd be wonderful. But I look at it and say, how are you going to move productively towards reaching that end? And that's where I have a little bit of a disconnect with what they're doing.
Well, I think if there's an initiative, I think they're saying, I agree, if there's an initiative on it, it brings a lot of attention to it, that, you know, the North State is unhappy with the state of representation that we have up here.
And let me also say, I do think it's something everybody should vote on. So instead of saying to the city council, will you endorse it or not? And then by implication saying, now that means the whole city endorses it. It's so important. Put it on the ballot and see what the actual citizens voted. It's that important of an issue. That's where you should really get the feeling of the North State and what the citizens want.
Okay. Unfunded liability, $600 million, I think, we have here in the city.
I think it's a little less, but it's pretty high. It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Let's just say $500 million then. That's coming. How do you plan on handling something like that? I know what you talked about. If you bring in more business, there's more money. Okay, and that's positive, but right now it's the unfunded liabilities have to do with health insurance, retirement, and all that. And I think 75 cents of every dollar that we spend goes on that now, with it looking like it could raise because there hasn't been the returns.
I look at that issue this way. It's an issue of negotiation between the city and the labor unions. The labor unions have done a wonderful job so far. They've almost negotiated themselves out of a job, if you think about it, because they've gotten so many benefits promised that they can't – they may not be able to – the city can't pay it. And what you don't want is the city to say, I have a dollar. Do I pay 50 cents to a retiree and 50 cents to a current guy when I owe them each a dollar? What do I do? So I think that you need – good faith efforts on both sides, and I think those are coming about.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Bruce, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Question for Michael there. How are you going to convince anybody to move any major business anywhere in California when the mandates of the green energy are going to drive production, especially electrical costs, up at least 33% or maybe even more with the statutes that have to be implemented by 2020?
Well, we have Stillwater Business Park, and that's set up to have large businesses come out there. But I'm emphasizing more on the low tech and that kind of area. And I think that they just hired a new broker to sell some of the lots.
They haven't sold the other one.
They haven't been able to even give it away free in Stillwater. Is this because of the EPA and all the restrictions that we have for business? Businesses in California?
I believe that that California is not business friendly, and I think that's a huge hurdle that the state has to overcome. Not the state. The state has to overcome if they want to change, and the city needs to deal with it. I mean, the city can't change the way the state is, and that makes it tough to sell. You just keep working and plugging away. I mean, we own Stillwater now, for better or for worse. What are we going to do with it? And the choices you have are, do you just bail and get rid of it? That's one choice. Do you suck it up and keep paying the payments on it and keep trying to find somebody to come in there? That's another choice. Do you look at it as a long-term problem you can never solve, which I don't look at it that way? Is it a short-term problem you have to take care of today? I think we're stuck with it, and we do the best we can.
And the other question I have for you is, would you be in favor of a charter city if you can't get out from under all this mandates and all this payments that go to the union people?
That's a good question.
The charter city issue, as I understand it, one of the problems when it came up before is that they're set up with mayors that have higher power than we do right now. The mayor essentially has a ceremonial rotation. I wouldn't be in favor of giving a mayor higher power, but the benefit from the charter city is that for strictly local construction projects, you can get away from prevailing wage, and I would be in favor of that. I think that helps save some money for the city.
They have a city that started a charter in Sandy Springs, Georgia. It's just identical to the size of Reading, and it's absolutely 100% successful. Anyhow, we'll listen to you on the air. Thank you.
Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot for your phone call. We've got people lined up here, but we've got to take a quick break, and we'll get back to Mike DeQuisto running for city council.
Hang in there, Robert. We'll be right back with you.
As soon as we finish these up.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:41 in the morning. 42 degrees out there, going up in the 60s today. No rain for the weekend. Super Bowl day is going to be 60s, and time to kind of wander around there if you don't want to watch the game. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are just outstanding. We use them. I will heartily recommend Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. I said, and I don't do this a lot, is I heartily recommend Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Michael DeQuisto, running for Reading City Council, and people are just all excited here. So let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I just want to preface my question by first saying I'm a veteran, I'm a Hispanic, and I'm a business owner. That being said, Michael, my question to you is, do you support the Chamber of Commerce's endorsement of providing amnesty to illegal aliens, which is essentially compromising the sovereignty of the American citizen and lowering wages for the American worker?
You're referring to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
Not the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Well, aren't they, correct me if I'm wrong, and aren't they one and the same?
No, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce would be for the whole country, and the Reading Chamber of Commerce would just be for the city of Reading. And I'm not aware of any endorsements the Reading Chamber, City Chamber, has made for
right,
anything in that area.
Right, I understand that, but in that of itself, the Reading Chamber of Commerce isn't it part of the chamber as a whole?
I don't know if they're members of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or not. I don't know the answer to that.
Anyway, okay. But...
Well, to get back to your question, the question had to do with immigration. Immigration is not a city issue, but I do think that we should follow the current laws we have on immigration. I would not be in favor of just granting blanket amnesty to the people that are not here, that have come here who have not done so following the laws. That's my legal training. The laws are there for a reason. Let them follow the laws.
Fantastic. That's a good answer. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Michael. Mike DeQuisto is one coming in on email now. Turtle Bay Hotel. Based on what you know about the deal, would you be in favor of putting this issue up for a vote of the citizens, or do you support the current deal?
Let me just state, I'm not party to the negotiations, and I haven't read the lease or the other agreements or the deeds that exist on there. So there are some technicalities, I'm sure, that I'm not aware of. In general terms, I think the McConnell Foundation has done a good job for the city. If you look at the money they've spent in the bridge and Turtle Bay and whatnot, and I think that they want to continue to do a good job for the city and help the city out. If they want to put a hotel in over there and they think that's a business model that will help generate more money for them so they can try to be more self-sufficient, I'm in favor of that as an economic resolution. The difficulty the city has is it was a previous city council decision when they took that land with nothing on it. And they said, instead of paying us a yearly lease, you build a $5 million museum, and that's what you, in return for that, you get a 99-year lease. And Turtle Bay said, fine. At that point, you have lost any ongoing monetary economic value for that lease. That's a decision that's already been made. So unless you cancel it, I'm not sure how you get out of it. The city essentially sold the land for that money and got a long-term lease in return. And you're stuck with that now unless you can find a way to renegotiate the lease. That's a problem. So when you take the appraisal on the land and the lease is already there, that takes a big swat out of the value, and that makes it difficult.
Okay. Thanks a lot on that. When there's so many questions here. You know, the big one is the economy, of course, and how we're going to jumpstart. And, you've said how you would like to do that and things that you support, Shasta College. And the big thing you said is I don't have the answers for everything. So I need, input from people.
I believe in listening.
You support, the idea of no amnesty. There's got to be another, what I believe is you don't even talk about it till you seal the borders. That's what I think. Because if you don't seal the borders, no matter what you say, we're going to have more keep coming in. And you talked about having angels in that to help, to help get businesses started and all of this. One of the questions we ask, your political affiliation.
I'm registered as a Republican. I'm a member of the Republican Central Committee, although I don't go to their meetings very often, and I may resign or not go. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Anything else? I used to be a Libertarian, changed to Republican.
How do you feel about that party right now?
The Libertarians?
No, the Republicans.
Statewide Republicans have a lot to do.
They're
losing badly and rapidly, and I don't see a lot of change and embracing. I mean, I would like to see on a national level the Republican Party and the Tea Party and the conservatives try to find some ideas that they all agree on and stay on the same page instead of dancing all over the field and infighting with each other. I think they do have some things in common, but it's just difficult. It's a hard thing to do. That's what democracy is. It's not pretty sometimes.
Okay. Second Amendment. Let's talk Second Amendment. This is a big thing in our county and our city. How do you feel about the Second Amendment?
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. I think we have enough gun control laws already on the books. I'm not sure why we need any more. It seems like every time there's a shooting, somebody in the government wants to pass another law to keep a gun away from somebody, and I don't know that they've ever shown a causal connection between the two. I will say, and I know people want to know how you feel about that, I'm not aware of any specific city law or issue that affects gun control. If there is, that's something I want to hear about so I can look into it and see it. But I'm not aware that that's a hot-button item that the city council itself discusses.
I think you're right, but people like to know who you are.
Sure.
And this is something that, it helps, it helps them get their arms
around.
What
you stand for.
Yeah, what you stand for.
We go to the voting booth. We talked about the angels, but if you were to look at the full pie, what is your pet passion? Politically, or a cause that would be your pet passion?
I would like to see the city grow
grow intelligently, and I'd like to see more startup businesses. I think that's the answer here. I mean, when you go to these angel investor meetings and you see these people, these young people and older people that with ideas, it's fascinating to listen to their ideas, and you wonder, where did they come up with that and how can they do that? And look at some of the companies that have made a lot now. If somebody came to you at the beginning and said, this is my idea, and I'm going to set up a thing called TripAdvisor, for instance, you go, how can you make any money at that? And it's huge. I mean, I just picked that out of the air. I find that to be fascinating. I really enjoy it. And I like helping the people and seeing them get mentoring and seeing them move and grow and come up with that. It's the way the city's going to move forward. It's the way the people are going to move forward. It's going to let kids in the community have an opportunity to stay here. Or if they go away to school, they can come back and they can find something and do that. My two kids went away to school and they work in the Bay Area because they don't have a job for them here.
It's interesting. I just bought Sunset Magazine's top 25 places to either live, start up a business and or, you know, with the median house prices, et cetera. And it was San Francisco, Seattle, Utah, different places in, Wyoming. But there, and I was thinking, you know, we have all that right here. But most of those were about, a lot of them were dot-com, coding. A lot of it, if you could, you could be successful in San Francisco or Seattle if you had this kind of technology. And that's what we need to bring here.
There's a school in town called Coded, and it's a coding school.
She's been on the show before, and I can't, yes.
I think it's fascinating.
I think it's, you know, I think this is something that, that's something that needs to be pushed for.
Faye, I think her name is Faye.
Yeah, and I mean, I was so impressed by it. I think what you can do.
That's a wonderful thing to do, and it gives people an opportunity at any age level to go in, not spend too much time, get a skill.
1 month.
Yeah.
And then she mentors them, and they can walk into a $60,000 a year job from their house.
I have a job. I'm not very good at coding, but I've thought about learning how to do it.
I'm trying to figure out how I can take off 30 days.
Well,
but we have to take a break, but when we come back, there's a lot of other questions here. One of the things, though, I want to ask because it's my show, our show, is we keep hearing about the cost of opening businesses here. And yes, the state has their, you know, has their rules in the county, but the city charges thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to get a business started here. Redundant studies, it appears, and all this, you know, and we keep hearing this over and over and over again. What is your plan on reducing these fees and, so we can get businesses started here? We'll be right back.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep. Every Sunday, you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
This week, it's Jim Lacey, author of Taxifornia, Liberals Laboratory to Bankrupt America. Jim takes on our high-tax, anti-business attitude on We the People. Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Back down. No, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14.6 with Carl and DeBott. This is our last segment. And by the way, hey, chat room, I am so proud of you all. Gosh, look at the, you know, y'all are going at it in
love
there.
Love it.
Yeah, love it. Anyway.
You guys are great. We're going to have to do a chat pack breakfast here pretty soon. Invite all our friends that are running for city council. That'd be a great little thing.
That right there is 43 people. Anyway.
Hey, it's mostly sunny. Our temperatures today are going to be 58. It's currently 47 degrees. So we got about 10 degrees. We're going to be climbing today, mostly clear tonight. Temperatures around 37. Fabulous weekend. Saturday and Sunday around 58 degrees. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, we know February is coming up. You got a couple weeks. Head on out to Four Winds Jewelry. Estate pieces, wonderful jewelry, and Leonard's going to give you a great deal. Tell him that we sent you. I'm telling you right now. I've got some great estate pieces that Carl's giving me through. That's my favorite, anyway.
2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Michael DeQuisto, running for city council. You know what? Here's the thing is people get much more vehement with city council because you all touch on us. You all touch us with, you make a change about the striping of the streets.
Yeah.
That affects me. You know, I could personally care about, you know, some of the things they do in DC, but when you change the traffic pattern, I almost got hit the other day because I walked across the street and they changed it without telling me. Okay, Mike.
I didn't change it.
All right. Business friendly. Everybody's talking in here about what are you going to do about this? You know, I mean, thousands of dollars in fees. You know, and then when you go back and argue it, sometimes they take 100,000 off, but why was it even in there? Continuous traffic studies in parking lots that are already there.
Well, there's a lot of anecdotal stories, and I would ask people to give me specific examples so you can look into it. One thing the city may need, and this just comes off the top of my head now, maybe they need an ombudsman or an office like that where you can actually go to somebody who, to say, hey, I got a problem here and nothing's happening, and maybe give the ombudsman some powers or some ability or authority to actually look into it and say, well, okay, you need to do this. You didn't do this for the person applying, but the person at the city is, hey, maybe instead of charging them X dollars, you charge them Y dollars because they fall into a different category. And the city's goal shouldn't be how much can we charge to get the most money in for any business that wants to open. But by the same token, when you apply to open a business, there are some things that you probably need to go do that you can't just expect to open a business and not have any requirements or any registration.
And nobody is saying that. I think what it is, though, is that you get hit with, and I know of one, I mean, and yes, it may be anecdotal, but I know these several people that have talked about it. Somebody needs to take a look at this, and maybe an ombudsman, ombudsman can do that, but it's another city employee.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it's a contracted employee who volunteers to do it with some authority.
Just an example is the Reading Electric Utility, who has this Reading, the electric committee.
Yeah.
But REU runs it. They say when they're going to meet. And they say what the agenda's going to be. I mean, that's not what I'd say an oversight committee is.
I'm not sure what the purpose behind that committee was when it was set up, but I do understand that. No. That's an issue with these committees all the time.
Committees, that's what a camel is. It's a horse put together by a committee. Okay.
Got another question there?
I've got 1,000 here, but let me see. Oh, can the city sustain the pensions? Or are we going to end up like Stockton?
The pensions arose over a long period of time, and I think that with some luck, some perseverance, and some ingenuity from both sides and all interested parties, the city can get through it.
Okay.
But everybody needs to get involved, and you can't just stand back and say, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Okay, we got like 2 minutes left. What do you want people to remember?
I think that when you look, there's going to be a lot of people in the city council race this fall. Every 4 years, you have an opportunity to essentially do a clean sweep by putting in a majority, which is three of the five members, and you have this opportunity coming up in the fall. And so I think your vote is important. When you decide who to vote for, it may be based on the answers they give you to or solutions to certain problems, but you have to remember one person can't be the majority. So I think you need to look for skills that the people have to try to deal with those problems. And I have talked about some of my background, my economic skills. As a lawyer, I've dealt with problems and conflicts for the past 35 years. And one of the ways you solve problems is that you listen. And you listen to all sides so that you understand what everybody is saying, why they're saying it, and where they're coming from. And you don't just listen half-heartedly. You listen intelligently. And then you try to say, how can we resolve this? If we have 10 issues, are there two that we agree on? Let's agree on the two and get those out of the way and go to the next ones. I mean, you really need to do that. You have to remember that you represent all the citizens of the city, not just one group or another group. And that may be difficult sometimes, but that's what you need to do. You need to be able to explain your decisions to the people, why you made them, and you should have a reason for it. They may not all agree with you, but I think a lot of times they want you to explain your reason and say what it is, and then you move on to the next thing. And you do the best that you can do. But I have those kinds of problem-solving skills, and I have a way to do it, and I think that that's what you need to look at.
Thank you,
okay.
Michael DeQuisto.
Thanks a lot. Michael DeQuisto has been our guest today, running for Reading City Council. Monday, Enjoy Magazine, because beginning of the month, we're talking about what's happening.
We have a special guest co-host.
That's right. That's right.
You have
a special
surprise.
Guest co-host. Have a great weekend, my friends. And if you got any of those gun locks, you know, bring them by and drop them off here at the station. Carl and Linda Bott, remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This morning's opening bell heralding the start of what's turned out to be another tough day for Wall Street. Stocks sharply lower as investors fret over a string of disappointing earnings reports and more trouble in markets overseas. Police insist they're leaving nothing to chance as they prepare for the Super Bowl, the NYPD's John Miller.
A few times a day we go over where are we on the threats, where are we on the leads, what do we have left to do if we run everything out. And so far at the end of the day, I haven't had anything that's keeping me up at night.
Thousands of miles away in Sochi, Russia, Olympic organizers say suicide bombers pose the biggest threat to the Games. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Juan Zarate says if nothing else, the terrorists are resourceful.
They have a target-rich environment, and they've demonstrated the ability to organize different types of attacks based on the opportunities available to them.